KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
It's a Gwini Mayor Cyril Gaba says the city's investments in infrastructure are paying off. He says evidence of this can be seen through tourism and growth in the local economy. One of the continent's largest travel trade shows, Africa's Travel in Durban, begins in Durban today. There'll be business networking opportunities with the main show officially opening under the theme Unlimited Africa tomorrow. Gaba says there's a need for more collaboration between African countries to improve tourism infrastructure. He was speaking at the second G20 tourism working group in Umhlanga yesterday.
Our continent has a great tourism potential, and we must work together to unlock it by investing in tourism infrastructure.
KZN police have shot dead 5 murder suspects in Hammersdale west of Durban. Law enforcement teams received intelligence that the gang was travelling on Mopela Main Road yesterday. Provincial sub-spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says the suspects ignored instructions to stop and opened fire on the officers. All 5 were killed in the gun battle last night.
A thorough search was yet to be conducted inside suspected vehicle. However, the firearms were found in the vicinity of the suspect.
He says they were linked to the murders of 2 police officers as well as a couple.
The suspects were wanted for the murder of a 66-year-old man who was shot and killed at his home at Ekwandeni area on Friday last week. The man had survived a hail of bullets in January, and his wife was shot and killed at their home in February this year. Investigations are continuing, and there are possibilities that suspects could be linked to more violent crimes.
Mkondwe Sizwe party leader Jacob Zuma says what his party has achieved in less than 2 years proves that they are ready to take over government. Zuma believes that his party is the last hope for true liberation for the poor. The former president says that black people are still not free. He was speaking yesterday in the Western Cape.
It became compelling that the party formed to rescue the poor was destroyed by oppressors. As we speak today, we are even more divided in multiple ways. It became clear that we needed to find a new path. Along the time, we formed the Umkhonto weSizwe party, which will take us out of oppression.
And in the U.S., opening statements are expected in the New York trial of Sean Diddy Combs later. The rapper faces charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, conspiracy, and transportation to engage in prostitution. He strongly denies all the allegations against him. Combs' relationship with his former girlfriend, singer Cassandra Cassie Ventura, is at the core of the case against him. She's expected to be a key trial witness. On the weather front here at home, we've got a high of 23 degrees in Durban. Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Orlando Pirates coach Jose Riviera reflects on the Nedbank Cup final. Simbini leads Team South Africa to victory at the World Athletics Relays and wins for Westville College Hilton and Michaelhouse in schoolboy rugby.